Welcome to episode 132 of Junk Filter. My name is Jesse Hawken, and my guest is Aidan Jordan. He's a grant writer based in Southern California and a patron of the podcast. Aidan, welcome to Junk Filter.
Thanks for having me on, Jesse.
We're going to be discussing Philip Kaufman's 1993 thriller, Rising Sun, starring Wesley Snipes and Sean Connery. It's a murder mystery where the plot takes a backseat to the vibes, what I've referred to on the show as ambient noir. And for a movie turning 30 years old this year, there's a lot to unpack here about what the film has to say about issues that we're dealing with in our modern age. Beyond xenophobia and globalization, this film is also about digital manipulation that would influence opinion and hide the facts, and the surveillance state. And Rising Sun also displays an interesting disagreement between the filmmaker and the source material.
A detective, an expert in ancient wisdom.
Every aspect of your appearance and behavior will reflect on you and on me as your senpai.
That wouldn't happen to be anything like Massa now, would it?
A cop who learned his lessons on the street.
Senpai, apple pie, whatever it is you want me to call you. We have a murder here. I want to solve it.
You'll probably find them irritating tonight. Do keep your hands at your sides. The Japanese find big arm movements threatening.
Believe it or not, I have done this before. You know, I do know these things.
You come down already.
Yeah? Well, now I go back up. Maybe come down, go up 10 times more. We're still the police in our own country.
He's contaminating the crime scene. And I'm on his film.
We must undertake our own private inquiry.
Aidan, what pressed you to want to come on to talk about Rising Sun? It's a great topic.
Well, so there was an academic book published in 2015 called Surveillance Cinema, and it's written by Catherine Zimmer, who is the director of film and screen studies at Pace University in New York. And it's just a really fascinating, easy-to-read, provocative book that is basically positing that there was the cycle of the well-known paranoid conspiracy thrillers in the 70s that, you know, we all know, such as the Alan Pakula trilogy, et cetera. And then this big wave of paranoid conspiracy and surveillance texts following 9/11, such as The Wire and 24 and so on and so forth. And what's interesting about Zimmer's book is that she's actually really focused more on surveillance films of the 90s, including Philip Kaufman's Rising Sun and Catherine Bigelow's Strange Days. And so in her book, she devotes only, I think, about 6 pages to Kaufman's Rising Sun. But the film just, I had never seen it before I read the book. And it just sounded like a really fascinating and weird movie. So I was doing the Netflix DVD by mail at the time, and I rented it and I watched it, and I was just blown away by how just weird it was. And so I wanted to come on and talk with you about it. I think it's a strange movie, but also, like you said, really relevant to what's unfortunately going on today in the U.S. Geopolitical landscape.
You did something that I would never do. You actually read Rising Sun for the podcast, the book. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the book, because I know that Kaufman toned it down.
I had never read anything by Michael Crichton before. My fiance has read the Jurassic Park novels and the Sphere novel when she was young. And I have coworkers who swear by his book Timeline for some reason, which I haven't read, and I haven't seen the film adaptation. And before I read the book, because I'm most familiar with him from Jurassic Park, the movie, which is, you know, pretty tame and family friendly, I was expecting kind of like a bland middle brow book, but the book is really unpleasant, and the streaks of racism and xenophobia and misogyny are much greater in the novel. It was just a really unpleasant.